past the law. If you don't talk, you're gonna die.
I see. So you know how to fight. Well, today you're up against the Ting Brothers.
You want to fight? Fight for me.
Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back, Mindset to Mike. Friday 15 on you. Jimmy on this side.
What up, everybody? Happy Friday. Hope you had a solid week. You get ready to head into the weekend feeling good about yourself.
Dude, we had a heat wave over here in AK Rowdy Rowdy, Northside Summit County. Got up to 60 plus this week after our ice storm last week in negative 24 or whatever.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it got a little bit weird this week, but so everything melted. So now it's just mud everywhere. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Mindset to Mike, the podcast. We're trying to keep these Friday 15s a little more loose, a little more jovial, right? Just talk about whatever's going on, whatever comes up, whatever's funny, whatever's fun, just anything really that's on our mind. And I'll tell you what's on my mind, the word millennial.
Oh.
What do you think about that, man?
I think, I don't know, man, you hear a lot of flack about the millennial generation, you know?
Yeah, man. It's like, it's interesting. I need to look up like what even is that age gap that qualifies you as a millennial. But, you know, you hear a lot of people, especially in like I just heard this today. That's why it's on tip of my mind. You hear a lot of folks, that have been in business for a while, sometime use the word millennial as like a descriptor, like, you know, well, how do we deal with millennials? Millennials are like this. Millennials do this. You got to be careful around millennials. And I don't know. I feel a couple different ways about it, first of all. So obviously we're millennials, right? And I look at this two ways, right? So one of them is there are some negatives. If you look at millennials as a whole, I don't like to label really anybody, but if we're talking about people in a certain age range, I would say that, you know, people in our age range, it's the age of social media, right? So we grew up with social media, everything that goes into that with people just projecting their best selves on social media, right? You only see the highlights. You don't see any of the work that goes into it. You see the few, not the many. So for example, you know, we've grown up seeing on social media, oh, there's a dude my age who makes $1 million a year. There's a dude my age who makes $100,000 a year. So yeah. We think like, man, we gotta be making bank right now.
Right.
Rather than the old school mentality of you've got to get in a company, work there for years, work your way up the ladder. We see like these really rare cases of people who hit it right off the bat and went right to the top. And then I think we assume that's the norm and that's for everybody and can be for everybody. And it's not. So when people talk about millennials in kind of a negative light, I think it's that, you know, people think we're like, it's all about me with millennials. And we don't want to put any of the work in. We want the pay. We want to go straight to the top. And I think some of that's accurate because we were brought up in an era where that's all you see. So part of that's realistic, right? We're in a hurry. We want to get to the top. I don't want to wait till I'm 50 to be, you know, to be at the top of something. So I think that in a way, the kind of some of the flack millennials get is that. And I think that's right. Right. I think they nail it there. What do you think?
I would agree with that. And I just looked it up to clarify the age group is anyone born between 1981 and 1996. So that would be anywhere from 23 to 38.
Oh, that's a big gap there.
This year, yeah. So, I think that's part of it, man. You know, expectations are totally different nowadays due to the accessibility of everything, you know, via the internet. I think patience plays a huge role in that because you see all these opportunities, and opportunities are way greater than they ever have been, and they probably will continue to be that way as new technologies, you know, come on board or whatever. And the speed of which you can achieve is greater And it's a realistic thing, but it also creates this form of like, you know, people get impatient, you know, they get in a hurry and they expect things to happen quicker than it really takes. Building a successful business or career, it's naturally takes time no matter who you are. I mean, yeah, there are those one-offs where things happen a little faster. But that part of that is just creating opportunity for yourself and putting yourself in those situations. And it typically takes a lot of hard work to do that. I could see, you know, just being peers with this generation, obviously, you kind of see everyone on both sides of the coin, you know, people that, I guess, feel entitled, a little sense of entitlement to certain things. But then you have, you know, guys like us that I feel like are out here just trying to make it happen for ourselves and realizing that things take time and no one owes me shit. So I don't expect shit from anyone. And I just expect that I'm going to have to step up and make things happen for myself. And that may take, you know, 5-10 years or whatever it is. But
yeah. And part of that, like it's just stereotyping by saying millennials are all like this. Certainly there are some that are entitled. And a little bit too entitled. I mean, we see it, we're in it, so we see it. But like every generation has people like that. So like, don't try to just be like all of them are, cause they're not. So every generation has those people. But what made me think of this was I was thinking about, a mistake and kind of framing it the wrong way that folks in older generations, make when addressing millennials. Right. So there's this feeling like, there's this somewhat justified feeling of millennials want to go really quickly. They want to advance really quickly. So they come in and they challenge authority. They ask questions. They want to move straight to the top. And it's this me, me, me thing, right? So there's this feeling with the older generations and the folks that are just whatever that next one is called, that would see us millennials like that. But I think the mistake is thinking that we aren't willing to put the work in, right? Of course we want to move up quickly, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're a very motivated generation of people. I mean, look at the hits on podcasts right now. Look at the people reading books, look at all this stuff. So yes, I want a lot and I want to go up very, very quickly, but don't dismiss it like I'm not willing to work for it, right? And when I come in questioning things and bucking the trends and challenging authority, it's because we also have this need to make an impact, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's really easy to chalk up millennials. Like they just want me, 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 and think about themselves and they want all the money. But there's also a piece of it that nobody talks about that we want to make an impact.
Right.
We don't want the money and all that. But for me, I want to get in and make an impact. I want to get to a spot where I'm impacting everything. And I feel like I can make an impact and people recognize my presence and my impact. So I think nobody really talks about that. They like to talk about how we're entitled and we just want all this quick success. Well, you're doing yourself a disservice by not also recognizing that we just want to make an impact. So if I come in the door, if I kick the door in and I'm asking questions and I'm bucking trends and I'm coming up with new ideas and asking, why do you do it that way? It's because I want to figure out, is that the best way to do it? You know, maybe it is, and that's fine, right? But maybe it's not. And there's an area for me to get in and make an impact and kick another door down. And then be able to say, look at what I did. So there's this deep need, I think, in us, in our age group, and at least in the people that I know, to have an impact. So I think dismissing all millennials, one, is a shitty way to go because of stereotyping. But two, you know, there's strength there. While some of us are feel entitled and all this, there's still something that you can play on that need to make an impact. If you're a leader and you've got a millennial under you, rather than just being like frustrated and like, oh, I don't know what to do with them because they just want all these wins and they just want to move right to the top. Well, take a step back and recognize their need to make an impact and play that card to them and capitalize on that. Give them opportunities to make impacts and see if they're really capable of doing that and see what the ceiling is on them, because maybe you might be surprised.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree, man. I think, you know, and we're always competing with this societal timeline and these expectations of how things should be, which is all, you know, it's not real. It's whatever you want. And, you know, you think you have to follow these, you have to go to school and you have to go to college and you have to do an internship.
The American
get a job. Yeah. You know, and yeah, those things are great. And they can work, but it doesn't have to be that way, you know? So, and knowing that you can expedite things with self-education and emerging yourself into a career path or something that you find that you're interested in and you want to make an impact, you know, it can certainly happen. And, you know, people don't always agree with different avenues because they didn't do things that way. They had a certain way that they did it. And, you know, they think that that way is the best way, but realistically you have to have an open mind, especially because things are always changing, you know, constantly changing around you in the business world, you know, opportunities and all that kind of stuff. It's like totally different than what it was 20 years ago. And you got to be open to that. That's why it's important that you embrace every generation, because they probably know things that you don't know. You know what I mean? Coming up.
Yep, absolutely. It's different, man. It's, and if you just look at, like I kind of mentioned, the takeoff of podcasts and of self-learning and then like this personal development kick that really everybody is, at least in our age range, is on right now. It's pretty cool, dude. It excites me. I love seeing people engaged in learning because it's like breaking out of that crab in a bucket mentality that was growing up and going to school. Because, and, you know, in school, it's like, oh, you got an A? Lame. Dork. Oh, you studying for a test. Okay, corny, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's funny that, because back then, you know, the whole crab in a bucket thing just means if anybody's doing anything different, you pull them back down so everyone's on the same level. Yeah. And especially coming from where we came from, there's a ton of that. And so to see people now kind of recognizing the other way, like hard work is good. You know, working on yourself is good. Development is good. All this stuff is good. I think that's really exciting for the future, especially the generations after us. And then ours, you know, in itself, recognizing when people do good and building them up rather than just making fun of them and bringing them back down, which leads to all kind of other BS in people's lives.
I think anything that we can do to bridge the gap between generations is probably the biggest opportunity, you know, to continue growth and keep the, you know, communication open between the market segments and understanding, like, everything that we create today, you know, people coming up are going to be the ones that are going to be consumers of it, right? So understanding, you know, the generations coming up is vital to any success of any business, because they're always going to want the latest and greatest. They're going to want it quicker. They're going to want it, you know, more efficiently. And that's up to us to create that, you know, and work, you know, with those younger generations as they come up to make it happen. It just only makes sense. And you have to be able to embrace that and roll with it and be open-minded enough to know that that's the opportunity, is to bridge that gap.
And I mean, even look at what we're doing. I'm young, you're old as fuck. So like, we're bridging this gap every day that we speak, you know. It's like, sometimes I don't understand the old stuff that you do when your body hurts for no reason, right when you wake up, or, you know, but it's okay, because like, we're able to find the things we have in common and make it work.
That's it, man. It doesn't matter. You gotta have that mindset.
Age ain't nothing but a number, really. I mean, R. Kelly didn't care about age, did he?
Nope, he bridged that gap, unfortunately.
So be more like R. Kelly, I guess. Except don't do the peeing and the raping and stuff. But other than that, you know, age ain't nothing but... Be less like R. Kelly. Okay, don't do that. Let's not do the R. Kelly thing. Just work outside of your age group. Anyway, a little getting off the chest there about millennials, man. It's interesting. So quit calling us millennials. Let's just talk. We don't call, you know, other groups.
Generation X. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Believe what they did. It's your fault, Generation X, for making us this way.
That's right. And the only Generation X I recognize is D-Generation X. Suck it. All right. So that's it, dude. 15 hot little minutes there about millennials. Quit stereotyping. Appreciate all the listeners. You guys are incredible. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Hey, spread the love. Tell some other people to listen to our podcast. We're on all the incredible platforms. You got somebody that can't listen on Apple iTunes? Tell them to go to Spotify. They don't want to pay for Spotify? Tell them to steal somebody's password who does have a Spotify. They don't want to do that? We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Anchor. We're on Stitcher. We're on, you know,
Podbean. Yeah, just all of them pretty much.
Yeah, Bean Pods. We're on wherever you want to listen, dude. Type us in on the interwebs and we're there. So share it if you like it. Mindset to Mike. Hit us up on Facebook, Mindset to Mike. Mindset space to space Mike. Instagram, Mindset to Mike. Hit us up. We're posting. We're active. We're out here. We're in these streets. We're still running a 5K every day because that's what we're committed to. And have a good weekend and tune in on Monday for the big weekly episode. And until
I got a teaser. Yeah, dude, I got a little cheat code. I got a little hack for you. If you're a coffee drinker, I'm going to tell you how you can get free coffee every day if you want it for the low.
Well, wait a minute.
For free.
Okay, so is it for the low or free, or is the low free?
The low is free. It's as free as it gets. Can't get no lower than the low, bro.
Okay. Now we're talking.
The low, right. Low.
So until Monday, grow your brain a little bit.
Stay productive. Get shit done.
Mindset to Mike. Get your mindset right. What's the topic for the day? Get inspired. Change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Mindset to Mike. Get your mindset right. What's the topic for the day? Get inspired. Change your life. Got a different state of mind with my